Amen. We're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not just making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air, in the wife's room where we dwell. In here, nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. We're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not just making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air, in the wife's room where we dwell. In here, nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara. That's very good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe that's a new one, isn't it? Well, praise the Lord for that. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for all these good things that he's doing.
Amen.
He's constantly adding to the great things that we have. And they never contradict. They just give us a broader understanding. Amen. And that's the way that God's doing. Praise God. So we want to greet everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for his word, for the way that he's moving, and the great things that he's doing. Amen. And more than we could ask or think. So we just praise the Lord. Amen. Now, in this day and hour we're living in, we speak of oftentimes the original word. And so I want to kind of bring a little bit in on the original word this morning. And the original word is something straight from God has always first spoken. It's thought about and then spoken. And then it goes into print as the Lord would see the time, would determine the time for it. Praise God. But the original word is what God gives us. Amen. And that's so beautiful. And the Bible, at one time, the whole thing was the original word. Amen. He spoke to there in the book of Genesis, in the beginning was a word. And it started something, and it was many, many years, hundreds of years, before it was written, see. Amen. Before it was written, it was just spoken word, original word. And later on, God wanted a permanent record, so he had it written down. And so those are the things that we're looking at now. Amen. We got some original word. Amen. Coming straight from the throne. Amen. And that's the thing that, that's the beauty of the word of God. Praise the Lord. One thing about the word, you will never, it'll never run out. Old saying, it'll never run dry. Amen. So that's just the way that God is moving. Amen. And I just thank God for it. Praise the Lord. And it's just more and more and more. And that was the thing that was said. More and more and more. Give us more, give us more, give us more. Amen. And so here we are today. Amen. And there's more today. Amen. And we get more in the song that Barbara sung there. Amen. It was more. Amen. More revelation. And those songs are revelational songs. Most all of them come from sermons and so on, and some of them just straight from the Lord, where she just it just come to her. And those are, it's good either way. Praise the Lord. When the Lord began to move, glory to God. And move upon a certain person to give a inspiration, but he's moving all the time. He's doing exactly. And we never want to think that we are behind, not even one step. See, God's moving us as he please. And a lot of times we get a little impatience. And that's one thing, even Paul in his writing spoke of patience, as a, and it's a great virtue, because we want this to happen and that to happen, and but then on the other hand, we don't want to drag behind, we would say, lag behind. Glory to God. We just want to be right up there where we're at. And right now, I think we can say of a surety that we're right where the Lord wants us. Amen. And we're not trying to get ahead of him. We're not trying to get behind him. Amen. We're walking beside him as the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God. And we're not just a virgin that espoused. We're not just in the espousal, but we're the wife. And wife means we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And thank God Paul explained that somewhat. At least he recorded it in the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Amen. And I believe verse 30, 31, 32, down through there. Amen. Glory to God. He said, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And that brings it, I'm going to say, that brings it plumb beyond the church ages. Glory to God. Amen. Because during the church ages, it was, they did certain things for survival. God gave a survival message. And I just saw a story on Luther and things he went through. And he was a devout Catholic. And he tried to begin to see certain things where they were just not on the Word. But that was his problem. He began to read the Word, see, for himself. Amen. And he began to see what was going on. It had no resemblance of what needed to be going on. Praise the Lord. So he did just so beautiful what he always, what he did. And he got in trouble with the church. And eventually he's a Protestant, protestant. Amen. And it started something. But now that age, that time has run out, because they made a denomination and made a similar thing. Pretty soon it wasn't too much different from what it came out of. Amen. So the original word is something that God's given us for each day. Each day he'll give us what we need for that day. And I'm not saying that for you to get up every morning and say, I wonder what the Lord's going to give us today. He'll give it. Amen. And you'll find yourself doing what he wants you to do anyway. Glory to God, because you're his wife. And the word teaches we have his mind. But we're just not only his mind, but we have our mind also. And I preached a message on that some time back, a good while back. Amen. And so the thought came to me just a bit ago, what is the original word? Amen. And we got the Bible here, that's the original writing, but the Bible weren't written for a good long time. Amen. People just came to God and got the things that God wanted them to have, and the Lord spoke to them. And God spoke to the prophets, and they reacted thereto. And so we've saw in this age, at the ending of the seven church ages, the seven church age messenger. Glory to God, there was a man who came, and he told us. Now, the spoken word is the original seed. Amen. And that's a good thought right there, the spoken word. Amen. And the spoken word, it went in the print as God ordained it. And this Bible here, to me, is so precious, because we get the mind of God, we get the mind of Christ, And when we get the mind of Christ through the church ages, we find it was basically the masculine part of Christ. Amen. When God created mankind, he created mankind in his image. Amen. And mankind, he wanted it to be his family. Glory to God. So in God, there was masculine and feminine, and still is. Amen. And when he created Adam like he was, masculine and feminine. Amen. But then soon, as he began to create the animals, then he separated the masculine and feminine, like a deer, glory to God, with a big horns and a beautiful thing. And then there's the buck and the doe. See, masculine and feminine. But that was Adam, all that was in him. He saw all these animals, male and female. And he got lonesome for his mate. And God put him asleep and took from him the feminine part and created Eve, see? Amen, not necessarily created from the dust of the earth, but Eve was created from a rib. He took a rib from Adam, made her a very part of him. Amen. And made Eve a very part of Adam. And then when Paul wrote about this in Ephesians, Paul, he brought that in, that we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Now, you can't get no closer than that now. Glory to God. And as we go forth, that's what we are. And then one of the scriptures said we have the mind of Christ. Well, the mind of Christ now is different from the mind of Christ in the church ages. Glory to God. Just like the mind of Adam was different after Eve was created, because there was a feminine part and Adam had the masculine part, and there was Adam and Eve. There was a male and a female. There was a king and there was a queen. And throughout the church ages, we have spoke of it oftentimes before about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we always say he, and that's the true thing. But within that he was that she. Glory to God. But she weren't taken out until in this last day. Glory to God. He took out and he came to earth, and he brought with him, he says, God sent with him those spirits, those tabernacles, and they came with him. And there in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, here he come with a book, and it was open. Amen. Now, part of it's already been fulfilled and worked out, and that was the espousal part. But then there was one part for the wife. Amen. That part has never been written yet. Amen. Wasn't written in the Bible here, but now it's coming forth, and it's being written. Hallelujah. And the glory of God is showing. Now, we as the children of God is both male and female, just like was in God to start with, see. Glory to God. And, of course, I'm not going to go to that extent to bring this out, but throughout the Bible, you find certain women, especially the Old Testament, when it was mainly just the masculine part, and she had very little rights because she was the one that originally sinned against God first, and then Adam went along with it. And we see there the masculine part was pretty much ruled, and it came right on through up till the New Testament age. Amen. But once Jesus went down, was crucified and went down and preached to the spirits in prison and come back, and we find that it was the women that saw him and went forth to tell the disciples. Amen. His apostles, and they didn't much want to believe that. They said some of them women claimed they heard, saw Jesus or had a vision or something, and they began to say he's risen and he's alive again. And of course they said, you know how them women are, you know. And it went along like that. Amen. But that God was all the while bringing back to the original, see. Now he's got the masculine and feminine in that little book. Then we, which were the virgin, took the little book and we ate it and we become the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And that's what we are today, the wife of the Lamb. And we have original word for the wife of the Lamb. And you'll not find a whole lot written about the for the wife in the scripture. Amen, because that's the new part of Christ that we've never saw before. We've never saw the feminine part. But praise God, as the Lord created the body, masculine body, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Virgin Mary, amen, and through the Word of God, it was the Word. In the beginning was the Word made flesh, and the Word dwelled among us. Amen. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth, see? Amen. So here was Jesus. Glory to God, and that's the way it went throughout the seven church ages. Glory to God. But here in the last days, it began to trickle out, not from written word so much, but through the prophet William Branham that came. He began to speak in the later part of his message. Amen. He began to talk about the little bride. And then God took him off the scene when his ministry was finished. Then here come Raymond Jackson. He more or less said the same. Amen. I think I found one or two places where where they mentioned the wife. Amen. And I know Brother Jackson said something of this order. He said marriage don't take place here. Said there's no place clean enough on this earth for the marriage to take place. Amen. And I can see his thinking there very clearly. But see, God, he kept moving this thing on. He built the mighty angel, amen, which had all the attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We see him right there in the 10th chapter of Revelation, the first few verses. And that's where it all started for us, see. Amen. Excuse me while I have just a bit of water. So all these things taking place, and that's why we're happy. That's why we're joyful. And that's what we see now as something. It's real. It's taking place. Unquestionable. Anybody can question it that's not the wife anyway. But the wife, it just hits her because she is that. She is the Word. And when the Word's laid out and spoken, it just thrills her heart. Amen. She began the moment putting in print. Amen. And so now we've got quite a bit of printed Word. Amen. That goes beyond maybe what we'd say, where you could, things that goes beyond what you could turn in the Bible and read in the Scripture, see. Amen. We've always said in the past, what we say, it's Scripture. Well, this is Scripture, the wife of the Lamb, but it's Scripture that still, for the most part, has been unwritten up till just the last few years. Yeah, it's the word for the wife after marriage. Amen. And that marriage, it took place, and now we have Word, and God's constantly giving us the Word because it's a sounding of that trumpet that's going forth now, and it's in such simplicity because it has cut it down from the great revivals and so on like that for all Christianity. And I praise God for all Christianity. That's real Christianity. I thank God for it. Amen. And I know God's going to help them. And a lot of them will come right through the great tribulation. And even sacrifice their life for. They love not their lives unto death, the Bible says. Glory to God. But we look at what God has given us. It's a crown of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we see that the great apostle Paul, before he received it, before he came to earth and received it, he was saying, there's laid up for us a crown of life. Amen. But the thing is that we, the wife of the Lamb, receives the crown of life, and she didn't have to die to get it. Glory to God. Because we which are alive and remain, which was basically speaking there of the church, the virgin, and the virgin was all there was, the espousal, until time come for the marriage. And now there's marriage. And now we talk about masculine and feminine part of Christ, and it doesn't offend and it doesn't scare off anyone that's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Because we know that Jesus is the King and we're His Queen, a great body of people that those feminine attributes are showing forth through in this hour. Amen. Just like if you've read the Bible a lot, and I have over the years, we could put maybe 100,000 hours or more. That it's so much time that, well, let's just say 40 or 50 years of it. Glory to God, studying. Amen. It puts a lot of this year written word in, and you begin, when you find out about the marriage and God begin to deal with your heart, you can see a pattern there. Amen. How there's Christianity out there, and then there was a virgin that came through, and there was certain ones that could hear a little further than what Brother Brown and Brother Jackson said. Glory to God. And they are the ones that they take what they said and realize it was so necessary and so wonderful, and it was 100% right and in the will of God. Glory to God. But it stops short of a marriage, see. Glory to God. And each of the messengers that come, they came so far, and then it stopped short because there was something to follow. Amen. And here has followed the trumpet sound, and dead will come forth, and all those things. But they don't come forth from the ground. They came, they're brought down from heaven. And that would be 1 Thessalonians 4:14, I believe would be where it said. And he's God sent these spirits with Christ down here when he comes and to solidify the marriage. Glory to God. Amen. And there's a message that's solidifying the marriage, that it is totally legal and right and understandable for the wife. Say, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. I'm a member of the wife of the Lamb. I'm part of that group of people that is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And there we go. Just to praising God and loving Him and thanking Him. Amen. And we can't thank Him enough. And we get this word in us. It's just burning in our heart. Amen. And now we're working on books. And we got the later books that come out. They just... we had a brother call the other day, and he was really, he got a hold of the book. He was really praising God for what was written and how everything flowed together and come together. And it was wonderful. Amen. And so we just praise God for that. That it's not a whole lot, but it's the why. And we... are not trying to persuade somebody to be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And we're not trying to do other things, but we have a word for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And it's far beyond the, what would we say, the espousal period and all that. It's far beyond that. Glory to God as we go forth. Praising God, loving Him, and thanking Him, and shouting the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And wearing that crown of life, see. Amen. To what Paul looked forward to, he has it now. Glory to God. And he's hearing this, and he's rejoicing in it. And those that came down, every one of them came down as part of the wife of the Lamb. There's other saints come forth, but they don't come forth till the beginning of the millennium. Amen. And then there'll be God the judge and so on like that. But the Christian saints, they'll all receive glorified bodies. But there's a whole, we'll say a whole slew of people, we would say, that's as good and keep the law, and keep the word of God as much as they know. Amen. But they can't see this. Oh, they'd get mad at you nearly to tell them about this too much. Amen. Except them that God has give a revelation to, see. Glory to God. So as we stand here today, we stand here praising God. We stand here rejoicing in the Lord. We stand here rejoicing in glorified flesh and bone, because that's what Jesus said, "You're bone of my bone, flesh of his flesh." Glory to God. And that weren't until, and this is a recent revelation, I say only months back, maybe, the revelation that that about Jesus, the marriage couldn't take place, or any of these things could take place like that, until after Jesus was crucified and were in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights, just like Jonah, 3 days and nights in the belly of a whale. Amen. And some of the things that Jesus said until he came back to this earth. But when he came back, and the women, the word says, the women went to the tomb to put spices on him all, make him smell good. Amen. Well, he smelled good anyway. Glory to God. But they were going to put different spices on him, but he was gone. But there was an angel singing on the stone and said, "You seek Jesus." Amen. Says, "He's not here. Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Glory to God. Amen. And they saw him there in the garden, Mary. Glory to God. And all those things, see. And it was a different thing altogether. Amen. It weren't just Christianity like left the day of Pentecost. Amen. It was far beyond that. For you remember when Paul preached there in Galatians chapter 2. Amen. At first they wanted to turn him down. Amen. Didn't want much to do with him. Amen. We went to Jerusalem there. James said, "You see, brother, how there's many thousands of believers." Said, "They'll hear that you've come. And when they do, they'll seek to kill you." Amen. And they actually did. But Paul, he preached, and when he got through, it was a new day for him. Amen. Because Peter and James and John, who were pillars in the temple, the Bible says, seemed to be pillars in the church, well, they come up with the idea to separate, to make two different groups. And said, "Paul, you go preach to the heathen, and we're gonna preach to the brethren. You preach to the uncircumcision, we'll preach to the circumcision." Because the Jews that came in, and you'll get this, I believe, in Galatians chapter 2, starting about verse 14, there, I believe. And when I say I believe here, it's been a while since I've just read it. When you got almost the whole Bible in your mind, you sometimes don't call it just right there, but I believe it's in the there where they spoke in Galatians chapter 2. I know this is correct. And they perceived. See, they perceive all of a suddenly. Have you ever been that way where you perceive, you heard it and you kind of scratch your head about it, wonder about it, but yet all the while, amen, it was being made so clear that you couldn't help but perceive, amen, even though you weren't part of it. Amen, they perceived, and they gave Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship and told them, "Go out there and preach to them uncircumcised people." Amen. But Paul just preached the word, and some of them Jews there, they loved what he was preaching because they're part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that's in Galatians, you start, or in Ephesians, start in chapter 2 there where it was at, where it says, they become neither Jew nor Gentile when they came into the group. Amen. When they came to hear what Paul said, glory to God, they said, I know there's a group over here, Christian, and they're circumcised, they're keeping the law, and they're doing all these things. And that being part of salvation, according to two preachers that came down from somewhere in Judea somewhere, came and said, except you be circumcised and keep the law, you cannot be saved. Amen. And Paul got some holy angry about him. And they argued about it there. And Paul just went up to Jerusalem. And that's when they perceived that Paul was, he was to preach to them. He was the apostle. Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentile. I magnify my office. Amen. And that's also in Timothy, also in the last chapter of the book of Romans, 16th chapter, I believe. And so all those things that began to separate out, there was Christianity out there. And there was Christianity that wouldn't eat certain meats and so on and so forth. And you start down in Romans 13 or 14 chapter 2, you'll find there was some problem arising. But Paul said, the kingdom of God's not meat or drink or anything of that nature. Amen. You're set free by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. See, amen. And so Christianity, they kind of had two groups going through. But then there was one group that really stuck with what Paul said. Amen. And they were virgin unto the Lord. And they were the one that was absolutely espoused to Christ, that did not try to keep the law or any of those things. They just believed in Jesus and believed the sacrifice, and the Spirit of God was moving with them. And they were espoused. Paul said, I have espoused you. So they were espoused. Amen. There was neither Jew nor Greek, it says, Jew or Gentile. Amen. When they were espoused to Christ, amen, their nationality had no didn't mean anything. Amen. They were all the same then. Glory to God. The Jew wasn't above the Gentiles, and the Gentiles wasn't below the Jew. Amen. They were one, a people. Glory to God. Well, that same people now is married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He brought them back to hear a message. Glory to God. That his coming, there was a shout, the voice of the archangel. Then there was the trump of God coming forth. Glory to God. That has a marriage message. Glory to God. That separates from the whole thing. Amen. And gave them a dress that they addressed in fine linen, clean and white. Clean and white. I believe it says dressed in linen, clean and white. Fine linen, clean and white. And that's the finest material there is. But then we never want to discount the group there that was dressed in white robes. They were praising God. Amen. They served him day and night, it says. Glory to God. But the wife, fine linen, clean and white. Glory to God. That's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. That's what we are today. A small group in God, being so gracious and keeping his word, bringing everything out. He sent a message for the wife. Glory to God. And now she's hearing it. She's rejoicing. Amen. And she's settled in it. And she knows that she knows that she knows. Amen. This is a trumpet sounding. It's for me. Glory to God. Not one of the seven trumpets, but the trump of God, it says. Amen. Glory to God. And so these are the things that God has been doing. Amen. Things that we're rejoicing in. Amen. The things that we're proud of. Glory to God. And we're not bashful when we talk about being the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And sometimes we don't try to explain it too much, especially those devout, a lot of them devout Christians that has their own thinking as to what the the wife will be, or those that will go in the rapture, they talk about, and all those things. Amen. But there's a people that got a voice that knows, that they know, and they're shouting and rejoicing. Amen. And one of the latest books, that it'll be in the big book that's coming out. Amen. It says, they'll say, what's wrong with them people? Amen. Well, this is what's wrong with them. Amen. They hear the last trump sound. Glory to God. And there's a message sent from God. Amen. When they heard it, they said, that's what I am, because they were the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. And the Word was God, see? Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Glory to God. And we were connected into that Word that's made flesh. Amen. Glory to God. Now, the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for all humanity that was in God's plan in any level, see? Amen. But there's a wife. Amen. She is the only one that is clothed in fine linen, clean and white, while the others have white robes on. I'm talking about Christianity. Amen. So here we are today. Amen. We're rejoicing, and the other Christians rejoicing. There's a song that says, rejoice, rejoice, ye Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. Well, that's Christianity out there, the real Christianity, and they're doing it, and we praise God for it. But here's a wife that's bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and she alone is dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Glory to God. And she's part of him. She's the only one that's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Glory to God, while the blood covers all Christianity. Amen. And we just praise God. And God's got a lot of people, amen, out there. Glory to God. And but Jesus Christ has a wife. Glory to God. Amen. She ate the little book. Glory to God. And she married to him, united to him. Glory to God. And she's not just a Christian. She is a Christian, but she's a Christian plus. Amen. The Christian plus means she's a Christian. She's the wife of the Lamb. While others are Christian, but not the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So the wife of the Lamb has the full thing, don't they? Don't she? Amen. She knows that Jesus Christ is her husband. Not only is he her husband, but he's the King of all the world. Hallelujah. And soon he's going to take over the whole thing. Amen. And, of course, he's got one big battle to fight, and that'll be in the Battle of Armageddon. Amen. And there, when he comes out of that, there'll be no more battles on this earth. Amen. Because at the end of the millennia, before it goes into eternity, when the devil get all the people together ready to go and make one last effort to overthrow the kingdom of God, fire will come down from God in the vow. Amen. I've always said this. All you'll see, all be left of them is a greasy spot. Amen. Where they were consumed. Amen. That's when the devil will be cast in the lake of fire. There'll be no more devil, no more temptation, no more trial, no more death, and no more crying out of sorrow. You may cry for joy. A lot of people get happy. That's what they just cry. Amen. Well, that's fine. Glory to God. Some shout. Some get up and dance a little, and some run, and all those things. Glory to God. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb, she can do all those things. She's a wife plus. She's redeemed plus, see. Glory to God. And being the wife of the Lamb means more, because it makes, when he separated there, and God only revealed this, and well, it's been revealed, we preached on it quite a bit. We preached over in Africa, and I guess Uganda, wasn't it, where that, about the two garments, and they wanted some, what, Malawi. Okay, and they wanted me to stay another day or so, to 5 days. wanted me to say five days, and then I just had to stop and just had to go on because the schedule was tried to keep other people. I'd promised I'd be there, and so on. But God's real, amen. And they held up the plane for us, and they held up the plane. They let us go out to the on the plane and wave goodbye at the people there, and so on, that had come to the airport where they knew we were going to be. Amen. And even all the security and all is trying to get a book. We had a few books left that we took, and everybody wanting the book. But there was hundreds upon hundreds, and of course we've supplied some through the mail since and so on like that. But God's real. Amen. The word's real, but the original word, the original seed, the original word, the spoken word, amen, it's what we preach and all that. Amen. And with this, someone kind of criticized me a bit about it sometime back, about the women were the first one that carried the message there. Amen. No, they wasn't preaching, but they had a testimony, a red-hot testimony. Glory to God. And they said, he's risen. He's risen. Glory to God. And Mary, one of the Marys, there's about six, I believe, there, according to Mr. Schofield's writing, about six different Marys. One of them saw him in the garden and talked to him. And Jesus said, go tell my disciples, meet me at a certain place. So they were so happy, rejoicing in the Lord. And so the disciples start with, they said, the women come with some, they had some kind of a vision or something. They said they had a vision that he was risen and so on. But they didn't have a vision. It was real. And we're just not having visions of this. We can have a vision, but this is real. Amen. We can hear the last trumpet sound. Glory to God. And Paul said the dead's going to raise up out of the ground. Glory to God. But that was early on. But he got the revelation, and it has solidified in our time, or it has come to us, and that he brings them back with him, those spirits. Glory to God. And there's created glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. So it's all, Paul did it for us. God ordained him to go, and he went, and it did good. Amen. That's the book one of the brothers reading, and he said, he's never read anything like that in his life. It's so good. Amen. And yes, the name of that book was The Writings of Paul and the Writings of the Wife of the Lamb. He said, there's nothing like it in all the world. Yeah. Amen. And he was barely keeping his feet on the ground. Amen. I'll tell you, God is real. He's moving. And it's just so good. You can't get through talking about it. Amen. Somewhere you just have to stop. Amen. And just praising God. But this is original. We're part of the Word. And we're part of that. And Jesus said, give me back the glory. Give me the glory that I had with thee before the world was. Well, that was in God's mind, in God's thought. That was God's plan. He knew the plan of God. But actually, he weren't a human being until he was born of the Virgin Mary. Amen. And lived 33 years here. And during that time, his soul and spirit was formed. Amen, the inner part of him, and he become a human being ever since of the Word. Amen. Glory to God. He worked for a living. He worked with his uncle, I believe, and he just worked with his father, his earthly father. I don't know what would be the proper wording there, but Joseph. He worked with Joseph. Mary, and Joseph was his father as far as or the husband, and his house, and Jesus grew up at his feet and went to carpenter work, and then he did different things, and I've all those things, But the thing about it is, glory to God, all the while he was doing those things, why would he be working on the job and him being the very Son of God? Amen. He laid aside his deity, one place says, and he became as a servant, as a slave, or whatever, and he just operated among humans, and no one knew who he was. Glory to God, but he knew. Amen. The anointing of God hit him when he was in the temple talking to the elders, about 12-year-old. Amen. He asked them questions that confounded them, and when they asked him questions, he answered, and they were confounded at the revelation that how that young fella there, glory to God, could do all these things. But they left, when he left, they were still blind. Amen to who he was. But at the age of about 33, he was crucified. And raised 3 days and nights when he came forth from the grave. Then, amen, the masculine, feminine part, amen, was manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now there's a marriage in the feminine part. Amen. With the little book that in Revelation chapter 10. And that feminine part ate the little book. Amen. And that was those that he had espoused to the espousal of that group, you know. Paul said, I've espoused you as a chaste virgin. She was a virgin and ate the little book, and she became married to him, and that's what we are today. Amen. And praise God, we've eaten the little book. We know what Revelation chapter 10 says. Glory to God. And we got a book on that. Yeah, and everything just, it just changed over. See, from a virgin to the wife, there's a big difference, see. Glory to God. And that word there for the virgin, amen, she couldn't handle the word for the wife because it was just not not part of her. Amen, till she was married. Glory to God. And now we don't expect a lot of people in Christianity out here. Amen. I'm glad they're joyful. I'm glad they praise God. I'm glad they love Jesus Christ. Amen. But it's only in their realm, see. Glory to God. And Jesus, he made that clear to us, see. But he said, the words that I speak, their life. Amen. Those things, the words of the Pharisees and Sadducees trying to give him what Moses said or what the law said or what this one done. But they not only tell what Moses said, they added so many traditions. How far what they could eat and went beyond what was in the original law, see. And the original law was only given to keep their conscience alive till this time. Glory to God. Amen. And it's so real today. Glory to God. We are that. We are bone of his bone. We're flesh of his flesh, and that can only be, amen, after marriage, see. So that's where we're at today. Glory to God. The wife of the Lamb moving, amen, and just praising God for all the good things that he's ordained for. Amen. He's ordained so much for us. But one thing he ordained, that we should be happy. We should act like the wife. Amen. We should just act like we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and not just act like that we're cleansed by the blood, which we are, but that was just the beginning for us, see. Amen. We just kept going on with him. But a lot of people, they say, I'm washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's so great. Amen. But did you know that's just the beginning for the wife of the Lamb? Glory to God. Paul talked about that crown of life that laid up for him. And for those that believe the word, that those that were part of that, but not only, now he has received his crown of life. And so have we. Amen. We've laid down our cross. glory to God, while others sing, take up your cross and follow him. We've laid down our cross because we see what he did for us. He made us his wife, and we don't, the wife of the Lamb don't walk around with a cross. Amen. So here we are today, just glorifying God, praising him, and just thanking him for all these good things that's going on. Amen. Someone asked me, so why do you always got a smile on your face? Amen. Well, I don't try to have. Amen. But how can you talk about these things without smiling? Amen. How can you have the joy of the Lord in your heart without smiling? Amen. And we're not trying to figure this out or figure that out. And if there's something we don't see maybe we need a little more understanding on, hey, we just keep on smiling, walking with the Lord, and I promise you this, everything that you need to see and understand, amen, is right here for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When you want to get more and more, let our mind wander, it's all right to want more and more because there is more and more. But when we begin to let our mind wonder, how about this or how about that or how about, well, if it don't concern the wife of the Lamb, then we're not too concerned about it. We know that the blood of Jesus Christ has covered all his people. Glory to God, and there's not a one of them be lost. And they will have eternal life. And all those that's gone before us that was truly born again, amen, they'll come forth. Glory to God, and be part of the spiritual kingdom of God. Amen. But then there's something else, the natural people, that's going to take care of this earth. Amen. And they're going to be so happy. Glory to God. I think my mama had a little of that spirit about her because she couldn't wait till spring the year to plant a garden. And she'd plant certain things before it got even warm enough because she just wanted to do it. She loved the garden. She loved to keep it clean. And she would get down and pick up a little weed out of it. And there are people that love that. And that's good because there are going to be people go into the eternal age. Glory to God, through the millennium on into eternal age, that they're going to take care of this earth and make it so beautiful that it's going to be unbelievable. Amen. You talk about the Garden of Eden. How about when the whole world, glory to God, is a beautiful place? Amen. And that's all to take place. But here we are. We're the wife of the Lamb now. Amen. We rejoice in the Lord now. And we praise the Lord now. And we got a message that we can hear and read now. Glory to God. And we can say the trump of God is sounding. Amen. It's bringing us exactly where we ought to be. Amen. So we just praise God for all those things. Amen. So, like I said earlier in the sermon here, there's no place really, no place you can say, I'm through with this sermon. We just have to stop. Amen. After so long. But we praise God for it, and we praise God for all the good things he's given us. So let's just bow our head in the word of prayer at this time. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We come to you. That's your accepted name. Amen. And, Lord, you give us the name, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Christ, the wife of the Lamb, you shared your name with us. Glory to God, as the Father shared his name with you. Glory to God. And we just praise you. We thank you. We honor you. And I pray that you'll take this word and may it accomplish that which you've ordained. Amen. That'll encourage the hearts of the wife of the Lamb and even others that may hear get rejoicing in the Lord. I praise you for that too. Oh God, we just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Barbara, was you going to sing for us? Amen. All right, that'll be good. There'll be a little break here because I've forgotten to turn it off.
Amen. We just praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for everything.
Amen.
And thank the Lord for sharing the Christ part of his name with us and naming us Christ the wife. He didn't share the Jesus part of his name with us, but he shared the Christ part of his name with us. And we just praise him for it. We thank you, Lord. We're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Amen. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air in the wife's realm where we dwell. In here nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. We're so happy, oh, we're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air in the wife's realm where we dwell. In here nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorified revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy,
where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorified revelations. We're having a celebration, and oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory and this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Praise God. We love you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. Well, I did get something out of what something you said.
You
want to tell me? Okay. Yeah, I'll share what I've... I got something from what Ben said there, and I'll share it with you. When he was talking about the mind of Christ, you know, that masculine mind of Christ, well, say there's a feminine mind of Christ, but what he said was, we have his mind, but we have our own mind. Okay, well, see, our mind is the feminine mind of Christ, because... You know, after we ate up the little book, then we have that feminine part of Christ that came into us and solidified. So that feminine part of Christ took on a human mind. And we took on that mind of the feminine part of Christ. And it became one. So now we, when he says we have our own mind, he's talking about we have the feminine part of the Christ spirit that's solidified in us.
Yeah.
And it was joined to the masculine mind of Christ.
Uh-huh.
So now we have that fullness of the mind of Christ in a body of people. And we're called, that's one of the reasons we're called Christ the wife.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate it so much. It just took that little bit of what he said right there. We have his mind, but we have our own mind. So we're not running around here with our own, just our own mind per se, but we have that feminine mind of Christ that's solidified in us in marriage to the masculine mind of Christ, and now we have the feminine, we have the fullness of the mind of Christ in the wife.
Amen. Amen.
And that's how we are moving, and I just praise him for everything. It is just so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And, can't sit still because this supernatural event's taking place, and it's everything that's being given right now is inside this supernatural event that's taking place. And such revelation, such glorifying revelations, and we're rejoicing in those revelations because that's what we're wearing. That's who we are. That's what we are. And just praise the Lord for everything. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you for the message. Really wonderful. I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. All right.
I even had that song, too.
Amen. You want to sing it?
Well, if you want me to, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Give us a special treat.
Oh, a special treat. Okay. Okay. There are those that are rejoicing to see my day. The wife of the Lamb God has put on display. What a miracle he has wrought. As the glorified wife, I change not. And I'm showing forth that I am what I am. I am what I am. Christ, the wife of the Lamb, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And whether it's rain or sunshine, I am what I am. Oh, I am what I am. Christ, the wife of the Lamb,
and I'm holding my head up high, wearing the crown of life with the joy of knowing that I am what I am. God is magnifying the glorified wife of the Lamb. Another member of the Godhead and the earth is now found. Created by this message of the last trumpet sound. And I'm not ashamed to proclaim that I am what I am. I am what I am. Christ, the wife of the Lamb, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And whether it's rain or sunshine, I am what I am. I am what I am. Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And I'm holding my head up high, wearing a crown of life with the joy of knowing that I am what I am. God is magnifying, oh, you know he's magnifying the glorified wife of the Lamb. Another member of the Godhead in the earth is now found. Created by this message of the last trumpet sound. And I'm not ashamed to proclaim that I am what I am. I am what I am. Christ, the wife of the Lamb, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And whether it's rain or sunshine, I am what I am. And I'm holding my head up high, wearing the crown of life with the joy of knowing that I am what I am. Before the foundation of the world, oh, I am what I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, my Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Just All love right. you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. The only thing I can say, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bobby, for that song. Each song you did real good there. Amen. God gives Bobby those songs, and it just fits right with the word. Praise the Lord. So,
amen.
I'll just say, God bless you. Amen. And we'll just be dismissed.
Amen.